理课堂听 class.com。
Previously on Prison Break.
We're through the hard part. Another 18 inches, we'll hit that pipe. We'll be there by Friday.
Now we got a hell of a lot to talk about, don't we?
This guy says he's on a job in here.
Concrete is my specialty.
Okay, boss. Sign him up.
Whites don't want you. Blacks don't want you. You're just caught in the middle, aren't you? A regular tweener.
Hello?
It's me. It's time.
Yes.
Why are you so cynical?
Michael, I think there's cynicism and then there's realism.
And there's optimism. Hope. Faith.
Thank you for trying to make me smile. Not today.
You never know.
You want the Cooper story? I can't give it to you, because I'm not him.
The lawyers you tried to blow up, they're still running around. Same thing goes with the kid. You got to hand the reins over to me now.
First of all,
you and your partner are off the job until further notice.
That one.
Nice choice.
Thanks.
Platinum? Brushed?
6.25.
She's a lucky woman.
Yes. She is. You kept it.
Kept what?
The flower.
No, I'm a pack rat. I never throw anything out.
Yeah, all this clutter, it's, overwhelming.
You should see my apartment.
Whoa. I haven't even had our first date yet, and, you're already inviting me in. Thought you were a nice girl.
Oh, Michael, we all know nice girls finish last.
So where do you finish?
That depends on where I start. Deep breath. Exhale. Inhale.Sarah, we're backing up out here. Right, I'm sorry. I'm gonna get your shot. Signed on for.
What do you want us to do? You want us to wave the white flag, call time out?
I just want to get Lincoln off death row.
Lincoln? We just learned that Vice President Reynolds funneled millions of dollars in research grants into her brother's company. That money was filtered into millions of small accounts that made millions of small donations to her campaign, setting her up to be the next leader of the free world. I mean, this doesn't end with us stopping an execution anymore.
For me, it does.
Let's rotate. Sergeant Sodomy, you're up next.
Yo. Come on.
I don't know about you all, but, this room is getting a little too dark for me to dig.
Are you telling me that there's a hole in Fox River that you don't want to get into?
way.
Hey, no one gets hurt.
Hey, you know, I got a question. Now, how come Fusili over here ain't grabbing a shovel?
I'm handling arrangements on the outside.
Really, so what is that, transpole paper, what?
Exactly. Makes me manager.
And that makes us just labor, right?
Mm-hmm. Now you're getting it.
You know, management better keep a close eye on the conditions up in here. Yeah. Or the labor's liable to go on strike, you feel me? Get back to work.
Yeah. Whoa, CO coming. Hey, you guys. Come on, cover it up.
Put that back up there.
Schofield, move it. It's time for your conjugal. Your wife is here.
So you're Mrs. Schofield. Ever done this before? Had a conjugal, I mean.
No.
Don't worry, I'm just trying to make conversation.
Clear.
She look familiar to you?
No, Captain.
I know her from somewhere.
Came.
Of course.
How have you been?
Fine. I found a job.
Good. I'm glad.
Is it awful being here?
Remember the first place you stayed? That hotel by the airport. Only difference is $69 and the free shampoo.
Always the brave face.
You're still wearing it.
Every day. I worry about you.
Don't.
Is there anything else that I can do?
Just what we agreed on.
I was so nervous when they were checking. One question. Why would you need a credit card in prison?
See, I don't think the riot changed anything. You seen the latest budget cuts for this place?
Another 10% from health care.
35% from prevention.
He might be the governor, but he's also your father. Maybe he thinks if he cuts enough, they can't afford you.
Thank you.
You understand this is standard procedure following a conjugal, right, Schofield?
Never can be too careful.
All right. Bend over.
You have a good time in the romper room with that Euro?
Whatever you say, boss.
She come around here before?
First time.
You sure? Because damn if I don't recognize her somewhere. Maybe she visits some other con. Killing two birds with one bone. Catching my drift.
I wouldn't know.
All right. He's clear, Captain.
Make sure you take a shower, Schofield. You never know what some women can give you.
Swing low, sweet child. Come on, all carry me home. Swing low. You know this one, don't you? Sweet child. Come on, all carry me home. Come on, give me something. I thought you was a musical people.
You know, your parents must be so proud of you, man. I mean, hitting the trailer park trifecta. You know, racist, pedophile, and stupid.
You know, it vexes me that
then I'm made out to be the bad guy in the room.
It's not like y'all are incarcerated for stealing Girl Scout cookies.
None of us murdered any Girl Scouts in the process.
Michael's coming back from the boneyard. Alone. Alone.
I tell you everything about being my recruit, and you can't even tell me you're married.
Later.
A rough day, huh, Schofield?
You know, while the rest of us are in here slinging concrete, you got some little girl that can play on your rusty trombone, huh?
Man's got a point. It just doesn't seem equitable-like, you know what I'm saying?
Shut up and dig, T-Bag.
I think what the idiots inside here wants to know is, while we're digging this hole, what are you doing?
I'm going shopping.
We good. All clear. A credit card?
The bulls catch you with that. They'll be so far up your doggy door, you'll be
barking. Don't worry. They won't be catching me with one.
How are you so sure?
Because I don't have a credit card.
What happened?
I must have dozed off. I was just driving for 12 hours.
Should I get some water from the well?
The well's dried up.
Oh, God.
I think there's a medical kit over here.
No one's going anywhere.
Junior. You know how many pints of blood the human body has? The answer is 10. 10 pints. How many do you think Prince Charming over there on the floor has left? 8? Going on 7? Tell you what, I want to take him out to the woodshed. We can have a little talk. In the meantime, I want you to chew on this. You tell me everything that you have discovered about the Burroughs case.
And who else you've told about it.
And there's a chance that I might let you go in time to get Mr. Saverin to a doctor. You decide whose life is more valuable. The guy waiting to die on death row, or the guy wishing he'd die out in the woodshed.
One suit, black. One pair of socks, black. A pair of shoes, shoelaces. One small tape recorder. One gold watch.
Stayed at a fancy hotel, LJ. You know, you leave your room in the morning, it's a mess. Wet, dirty towels on the bathroom floor, last night's room service, stinking to high heaven. Then, you come back at night, it's all gone. Fresh towels, clean sheets, candy on a pillow. It's just the best feeling in the whole world. Because someone else cleaned up your mess, all you had to do was walk away.
Don't you hurt them.
Okay. But you gotta tell me exactly what they know and who else they've told. And nobody has to die tonight. You just walk away. Let me clean up your mess.
I don't know what's going on. I swear to God.
Well, I wish I could believe that.
Bellick assigned me a new cellmate.
Who'd you get?
Some new fish. Ran a bump and swipe on an off-duty cop. Fast hands, faster mouth.
Yo, what's cracking, my peoples?
Speak of the devil. Michael Schofield, David Apolskis.
Sup? I seen you before, right? You're part of that PI crew. Maybe you could hook me up. You know, brother needs to make some green, some cash. Sheesh, you know what I'm saying?
It pays 19 cents an hour.
19 cents? That's slavery, yo.
It's a prison, yo. And besides, PI's all full up for now.
I feel you. But keep a brother in mind, all right? If something opens up, you know? Hell, I'll pay 19 cents an hour to get you some more time out the block.
Like having another kid. Already raised one. I'm too old to do it again.
You ever hear of anything being stolen from R&D?
Of course. Bulls steal from personals all the time. Problem is, you never know what's gone until you're on the outside of the walls. At that point, you can't do anything about it.
What if you knew now?
Look, I told you, leave me out of whatever it is you've got going.
I just need to know if you've seen a guard with a gold watch.
There's a lot of people can get you a gold watch in here.
Yeah, but I need this specific gold watch.
Westmoreland! Pope wants to see you! Let's go!
Look, I haven't seen nothing. But there is this one CO. Word is, he's the worst thief in here.
My wife just faxed this over for you from county records. Copy of Schofield's marriage license. She says you owe her big time. Looks legit. He wasn't trying to sneak in some whore for a conjugal.
Says here, they got married the day before Schofield robbed that bank.
Why the hell would he do that?
Heard from Veronica?
No. Just a note from LJ saying he was with her, that he was safe, but no, it's been a while. Doesn't feel right. Feels wrong.
I gotta go.
Really wrong.
I'll see you.
I've come to a realization. Either Ms. Donovan and that boy don't like you very much, or they have an unreasonable amount of faith in your cardiovascular system. So tell me, Nick, that's all you got? This paper trail of an indictment that never even happened, is this it? We know you don't have a surveillance tape anymore. We know you don't have anybody to testify. So is this really all you've got?
Mrs. Severin, that bullet went through you, Terry's major, ripped the lateral margin of your scapula, leaving you absolutely no medial rotation of your arm. So
you try to swing that piece of lumber in the...
It's gonna feel like your arm is ripping out of its socket. Come on, Nick. Mr. Project Justice. We both know why you're really here, don't we? And it ain't to save Lincoln Burrow's life.
Inside these walls, I creep and I crawl, looking for a way out. But I know there's gonna be no easy route. This is gonna be a 12-round bout. With Bellican tea bag on my mind, and it's grinding here.
Still interested in getting in on PI?
Does my mama got big breastises?
I wouldn't know.
Hell yeah, she does. And hell yeah, I do.
All right, look, I need a favor. Word is you made your trade as a snatch and grab.
That's right.
I need you to steal something back that was stolen from me.
What kind of something are we talking about?
Just a watch.
There ain't no such thing as just a watch. Every design has a different clasp. Every clasp has a different swipe.
It's Italian. A Remedi. Gold band, pearl face, all weather.
What year?
2003.
There's a butterfly clasp on that bitch.
Which means what?
Hidden deployment. There ain't no way to snatch it without the mark feeling it. Which just means I'm gonna have to give Wims a call on this Vicky. I get you this watch. I mean, I get in on some of that PI?
It means I'll think about it. No promises.
Why you need this watch so bad anyway?
Let's just say it means a lot to someone in my family.
Come in, Charles. Sit down.
What's going on?
I've got some bad news, Charles. Your daughter is very sick. She's got esophageal cancer. Now, she's at Sacred Heart in Indianapolis. And she wants to see you while there's still time.
How much time?
Doctors say a few weeks. The problem is the DOC is not going to let you go. They think you're still a flight risk.
She's my only child.
I know that. Believe me, Charles, I've lobbied on your behalf. It's state policy. They will only extend furloughs in the case of funerals.
You're telling me I have to wait until she dies? Before I see her.
Mr. Schofield, looks like I'll be administering your shot today.
Where's Dr. Tancredi?
We've got a busy schedule today. She's with another patient.
How is that background in real estate law going for you? Big help? And frankly, I think we got a break. Lincoln had nailed a girl with half a brain. She probably would have brought this whole thing down already. But you know what the worst part is? That you dragged these people into this knowing that you had no clue how to get them out. I mean, if you had just minded your own business, people like Letitia Barris, she wouldn't have a mouthful of maggots right about now. Your fiancé would not be lying in his apartment waiting for the smell of his rotting corpse to let the neighbors know that something had gone horribly wrong. That's right. Their deaths are on your head. You made this mess. Nobody else. You. But you are also the one person that can end it all right here. All I need to know is who else you've involved. You just nod, and I'll know you're ready to talk. You know, Ms. Donovan, I think that you look a little cold. Maybe you'll find it easier to talk after you've warmed up a little bit.
Where is he? What happened?
We gotta move. Come on, we don't have time. Come on. Come on. We're getting out of here. Where are the keys?
Pocket knife.
Start the car.
Is he gonna be all right?
Go start the car, LJ. Come on. We're gonna get you to a hospital, all right?
Gift from my cellmate.
Thank you. And thank him.
The watch. What's it for, anyway?
Thought you didn't want to know about any of this.
Things have changed. I want in.
Why the sudden change of heart?
I have my reasons.
Don't take this the wrong way, but everyone who's in is bringing something to the table.
How about money?
How much are we talking about?
I think you know.
I seem to remember several conversations that ended with, I am not D.B. Cooper.
I lied.
You lied.
We're cons. We tend to do that.
I checked your alibi. According to records, you were incarcerated at the time of the Cooper hijacking.
My father and I share more than just a weakness for easy money. We also share a name. Charles Westmoreland Sr. was the one locked up that day. Now, do you want the money or not?
No offense. It's a little convenient. You want in, and suddenly you're the guy. How do I know you're not lying right now?
Hey, old man River, keep him moving.
Sucre, I got a question about you and the rest of the Mexicans.
I don't think I'll be able to help, seeing as I'm Puerto Rican.
Geographical semantics, amigo. I'm speaking about the general Latino population. How is it that a people so historically lazy ended up being such a big part of the nation's workforce?
The way I see things, it's everyone else that's lazy. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any jobs for the immigrants. The ones sitting at home, collecting unemployment, the lazy ones? It's not us.
You gonna let him talk about your people like that?
Whatever the limits. You know what? We may be a team in here, but just so that you know, the minute we get over that wall is every man for himself. Or sooner.
Jay. LJ. LJ.
You know how the Russians do things? They let you live, and they kill everyone else in your family, and, well, anyone you've ever loved. How's that sound?
Go to hell.
Oh, come on. Is there any way for a lady to talk? Wait, you think I'm an idiot?
I'm just gonna walk into a well?
Seriously, Ms. Donovan.
Job. I want you out here working where I can see you.
Come on, boss.
Move it, Schofield. Move it.
Hey, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for our next lovely young lady. Up on the main stage is Jasmine.
You like a private dance?
Why don't you sit down and chat for a while? See if we hit it off.
So, what's your name?
Brad. Yours?
Jasmine.
Come on. Your real name.
It's Nika.
Nika. That's a pretty name. Tell me, Nika. How's your husband feel about you working here?
Well, I'm not married.
I hope you're lying for the sake of titillation. Otherwise, your little visit to Fox River this morning would have been breaking the law. Mrs. Schofield?
We are married, but they tell other girls to wife. It's better for making a business.
I'm not here to get you in trouble. I just want to know a little more about your husband.
Well, he's a very good man.
Sure he is. But even good men do bad things. Your accent. You're from, don't tell me, Budapest, right?
Prague.
Ah. How recently did you come over? Only a couple months, I bet.
You like it here in America?
You know, I really have to keep moving. They don't like to spend too much time in one spot.
No, I don't want to have to check into your immigration status. I just need to know what Michael Schofield wanted from you in exchange for the green card.
Nothing. We met while he was studying overseas.
I don't want to know what you memorized for the INS. Now, either you answer my questions about Schofield, or I call him a guy in the Chicago PD. And maybe he starts asking some questions about you.
Credit card. He asked me to bring him the credit card. That's it.
Trace this call.
Come and get me now. New Glarus. I'm a new Glarus.
No thanks. I brought my own. Dorothy Andrews Elston Cabas, United States Treasurer, 1971, the year of the D.B. Cooper hijacking. DI-192589, the first number in a series of bills used in the ransom drop. Thanks for the history lesson. All it proves is you did the research. Same as me.
Traditional sense of the word.
Michael, we're both adults. Put your cards on the table. Okay, I'll go first. As one of a very few women around here, I'm used to a certain amount of innuendo and flirtation being thrown my way. I'm not used to enjoying it.
Look, Sarah.
It's Dr. Tancredi. And please let me finish. I'm not a jealous woman, but I'm a careful one. And for some reason, when I'm around you, I'm not careful.
You don't have to be.
Yes, I do. There are so many questions surrounding you, Michael. There are way too many. So here's the deal. From now on, your shots, any medical concerns, they're all fine, as long as it's doctor-patient. But personal questions and favors of any kind are no longer a part of our relationship.
The questions you have about me? There are answers.
Quinn! Hey, I was getting worried. You guys getting lost?
We tried to call you again to pinpoint your signal, but you never picked up.
Yeah, the battery went down on the damn cell phone. What are you going to do, right?
So, how'd it go?
I got a broken leg down here. Yeah, listen, you know, I think maybe we got off on the wrong foot.
You got bosses. I got bosses. At the end of the day, we're all on the same team, right? We're just trying to tie up some loose ends.
I could not agree more.
Yeah, so could you guys get a rope or a ladder or something?
How was that?
Hey! Hey!
Just
tying up some loose ends.
You stupid son!
Hey, guys, don't do this! Don't do this!
You can't just leave him down there. He'll die.
He's the only one who knows we don't have the Burroughs kid. The only one. There's room for you down there too, Danny.
Back to PI today?
It's getting kind of testy in there, you know?
Yeah. I just needed to find something out.
What the hell is that?
Listen.
Am I supposed to be hearing something?
Shh, shh, shh. Just hold on.
Sat around here for 20 minutes waiting to hear that?
18 minutes, actually. And yes.
What was it?
Keys. The guards' keys. 18 minutes is how long we have between each time the guards pass beneath the infirmary windows on their rounds at night. Cons aren't allowed outside after hours. It was the only way I could find out the timing.
What does that mean?
It means 4 days from now, on the night of the escape, we'll have 18 minutes to get the bars off the infirmary window and for all seven of us to get across the wire and over the wall.
Is that doable?
Of course. So?
Nothing.
Hey, another look. What's up?
Good news or the bad news?
The good?
Westmoreland and his money are in.
What's the bad?
I've done the math. I figure it'll take at least 5 minutes for us to get the bars off the window in the infirmary, and 2 minutes for each of us to get across the wire and over the wall.
So?
We've only got 18 minutes. We've got too many people. That's it. You're one of the last to go.